This is Put a Ring on It. I'm Abby McKenzie, and my next guest is none other than WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley. I know, super exciting. So I've actually met Mick once before when I was living in Adelaide, and that was probably 5 or 6 years ago when I interviewed him for his last comedy tour that he was doing. And we actually had a bit of a chin wag about that off air. And he said, I just can't believe how long it's been since I've been back to Australia. So we have a little bit of a chat about that. He's bringing his 20 years of hell tour to Australia. Can we all just stop and take a moment actually to recognize it? It's been 20 years since The Cell. How has it been 20 years? It's making me feel really old, to be totally honest. Of course, Mick Foley's also here as part of House of Hardcore. They're touring right now. If we have a little chat about the types of things that Mick's going to be doing and how he's involved in House of Hardcore. Obviously, Mick doesn't wrestle anymore. And we'll have a chat about what he's doing these days and what his next goals are and his adventures are. Personally, I'd like to see another season of Holy Foley. I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of digging the reality shows thing at the moment. Before we get into it, second time I've interviewed Mick Foley, and I've got to say, he is just hands down one of the nicest, most genuine, humble, lovely blokes I've ever had the privilege of interviewing, and I certainly hope I get to interview him again soon. Here he is, WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley. Well, our next guest is one of the most talented guys on the planet. He's a WWE Hall of Famer. He's a reality star, a comedian, best-selling author. The list goes on and on. Please join me in welcoming the hardcore legend himself, Mick Foley.
Oh, thank you.
The last time I interviewed you, we were actually in Adelaide for your Good God Almighty tour. That was back in like 2013. You're back again, not only for your 20 years of hell tour in Brisbane, but also for House of Hardcore, which is at the Shed, Aussie World, July 15. I mean, have you missed us here in Aussie? Excited to be coming back?
Yeah, I have missed you. It's a long flight, so I wanted to make sure that I had plenty to do. So we got the House of Hardcore and my own one-man show, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, let's talk about your 20 years of hell tour, because I cannot believe that has been 20 years since that match against Taker, Hell in a Cell. B, for those of you guys living under a rock, it is one of the greatest matches of all time, if not the best. This man was thrown off the cell and then through the cell. He had a tooth protruding through his nose at one point, was choke slammed into thumbtacks. And you survived all of that, Mick. It's 20 years of hell tour. This is really telling that story about that match, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the last time I came out, I had a great time, but, you know, the stories are kind of all over the place. And I think sometimes people work better within certain parameters. You know, whenever you tell somebody, it'd be like a wrestler, you know, saying, all right, you can do any move you want. You can say anything you want on the microphone, and they're lost because they have no guidance. And so I realized with this the anniversary of this really infamous match coming up, I had a chance to really make the evening come alive in a way that I don't know of anyone doing it. The closest I come is like thinking of Bruce Springsteen doing the River Tour, so that people know exactly what it is they're getting. And even if people know that I'll be talking about this one match, and I'm not somebody who brags about much, but I mean, it's safe to say that I exceed people's expectations by quite a bit. Every night when I go out there, it's something I work hard on. I try to make it a little better every night, and it's a nice emotional roller coaster. It's not a comedy show, although it's funny, but I think people feel like they've actually been somewhere and done something by the time we're done that night.
And because, I mean, people were asking you about that match like on a daily basis, weren't they?
Yeah. And I really resented it for a long time. you know, I get downright cantankerous. A lot of times I'm not a very good sleeper. And so early morning radio would be my wake-up call. You know, they'd call me and I'd find myself like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, just reliving the same questions over and over. And, you know, at certain times I'd be, you know, yelling like I had other matches where I wasn't unconscious, where I didn't have a tooth stuck in my nose. And some of those were good. Maybe you'd like to ask about one of those matches. But then you realize, I guess it's kind of like, it, you know, some of these guys that play iconic figures like superheroes and whatnot, that not the worst thing in the world to have accomplished something that people remember so fondly 20 years after the fact. And I kind of embraced it and started looking at all the ways that the night was not only, you know, memorable, but surreal.
I started putting it together
into a one-man show.
I rewatched it again for like the 100th time last night, just prepping for this interview, and it just doesn't get old. I mean, you just continually enjoy it. You don't get sick of it ever. Now you're bringing Al Snow with you on this tour. Tell me, is he just kind of there to help you tell the story as well?
Al will be doing his own set. He's one of the most humorous guys you'll ever find. His Twitter feed is full of incredible jokes. Now, I haven't seen Al live. If he tanks, I think that'd be just as much fun to watch as if he kills. And then Al will probably join me for at least part of the Q&A. And then I'll start the Q&A by myself. That's part of the show also. You know, 30, 40 minutes where we take questions from the audience. Al will come out. He and I always have had a great rapport, razzing each other. And I'm sure Al will get some digs in on me during his set. But I think it's going to be, it's always fun to travel with somebody that you like. It's been a long time since Al and I have been on the road together, and I think we're both looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I think probably a similar thing with House of Hardcore, because this is going to be a stacked card. You've got Bubba Ray Dudley as well, yourself, Tommy Dreamer. I mean, is that kind of an opportunity for old mates to catch up?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, and Tommy's done this extraordinary job of building this promotion that, has something for everyone. Like, yeah, people never leave one of Tommy's shows wanting for something else. So I'm proud to be part of that. I can't wrestle anymore, but I think I'm the commissioner or general manager. I get to come out and make edicts and probably, you know, have some words with some of the lads who are a little younger and not quite as impressed with my legendary status as they should be.
How do you come to get booked for something like that? I mean, is it because you guys are all so busy? Is it just really when everyone's schedule is kind of free?
Tommy and I go back 30 years, and Tommy came to one of my shows specifically like 7 years ago, when specifically because I was throwing Santa Claus, the real Santa Claus, the guy who legally changed his name to Santa Claus, out of my show. And Tommy was going to be there, like, to, you know, give one of those tearful promos, trying to talk me out of it. So he fought the traffic from where he lives to where I live. It's maybe only about 40 miles, but in New York City traffic, it's about a 3-hour drive. So Tommy did that for me. I came in appreciation, went to one of his shows as a special guest. This is the first time we're actually working together in a long time. But I really appreciate it, and I think it's fun. We have a lot of history together. I have a lot of history with a lot of those guys, and it should be an awesome time.
Well, I mean, House of Hardcore's become so big now. I mean, are a lot of the guys kind of lining up wanting to be a part of it and wanting to have another run with it?
Yeah, of course they are. I mean, I'll hear tales about, the reaction. You know, the fans in Oz are great. And Tommy was, I think it was Tommy and Billy Gunn. They were just raving about the, the reactions. Like, we all deep down, like, that's what we miss. We miss those reactions. And,
yeah.
You know, I can't get them in the ring anymore because I don't wrestle. But I can make people laugh. I can make people smile. Even put a little fear into the hearts of some of these younger guys. At the House of Hardcore shows, and then, like I said, when I get to do my own thing on the 20 Years of Hell tour, I try to make it a nice emotional experience for everyone.
Well, I mean, that's the thing here. I mean, with myself personally having a little bit to do with the Australian wrestling industry, we're kind of going through this big booming period at the moment. Is that something that everybody's aware of? Like, someone of your caliber, have you been keeping an eye on just how well Australian talent's been going? And I mean, especially with the announcement of WWE Super Showdown in October.
Yeah, I think it's worldwide. There's never been a better time to be in this crazy business. You know, WWE is seeing, they're a worldwide company. It only makes sense to draw from the worldwide talent pool.
Yeah.
And trust me, I dated an Australian wrestler 30 years ago, and she taught me more than a thing or two. She was very, very important in building the fundamentals for me. I mean, she was a technical whiz. And so, it was a long tradition. Great wrestling. I was just talking with Dominic DiNucci, who was one of the pillars of the Australian wrestling community going back, 50 years. So those were some of the guys talk about Australia as a dream territory, although you had to travel. You guys have this huge continent where there's, maybe not the flyover states like we have in the U.S. You have to take a plane to get to many of the bigger towns.
Yeah. So for those people who haven't gone to House of Hardcore before, why do you reckon they should rock up, Mick?
Listen, I'm not going to speak as an authority here. I can tell you by things I've heard and what I witnessed firsthand is, on my one show, is they really do a great job. I mean, Tommy learned the wrestling business from Paul Heyman. He's a student of the game. I mean, I was there with Tommy and Paul piecing together that ECW show into the wee hours of the morning, and he learned every aspect of the business. And he also learned what not to do. And he has put together a promotion that makes everyone happy. That's really difficult to do. It's great that there are niche audiences, for different styles of wrestling. Tommy's found a way to put Tommy at House of Hardcore, found a way to really make everyone feel welcome at the same show and to disappoint no one.
It's amazing. Like, Finn, for us, having it in our backyard right here on the Sunshine Coast, it's so good to actually be able to, like you said, not have to fly to a different country to go and see some of these amazing talents that you may not ever have a chance to see. We've even got one of our local wrestlers, 13. He's pretty much a superstar around our neck of the woods. He'll be performing on House of Hardcore too. So that's a great opportunity for someone like him.
Very nice. Yeah. I'll have my eye out for the local Australian talent. When I ring Mr. McMahon, which I don't do very often, he knows it's important. And I've been able to suggest some names over the years and have a pretty good, ratio of deliveries.
Yeah, it's amazing that Australia's starting to get some of these opportunities. It's really, really awesome to see. So, Mick, what is next for you? I mean, we're going to see you back on WWE TV anytime soon. Are you sticking to the stage? I'm still waiting for another season of Holy Foley.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not going to happen. We love the opportunity to be on the network. But I think this was a show that would have fared better on a more, on a cable network as opposed to a pay subscription network. I think if we were on E! Or USA, we'd be in our third or fourth season. But WWE really wanted the show. They put a lot into it. They showed a lot of faith in it. It did really good ratings for them, but there were only 10 episodes. So,
it was great. I never missed an episode.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I thought it was different than what anybody else was doing out there. We appreciated the chance to, work together for 10 weeks, and the younger children are not aware of it, but I was putting money away from them in a fund that they can tap into when they're older, when they're adults.
Nice.
And it opened up some doors for my daughter. And so all in all, it was a really good experience.
And did I hear somewhere that you're writing another book?
Well, I did write a Christmas memoir, knowing that it would have a very small readership. And I actually pitched it to the publisher by saying, look, I don't want a large print run. I don't want to do a lot of publicity. Because one of the challenges when you do anything is to promote it, but not to the point where you can no longer stand to hear yourself talk about it. And, the Christmas memoir was very personal. They were filled with family stories and some, feel-good stories about when I had a chance to spread Christmas cheer in the red and white suit. And I didn't want to promote it to the point where I was tired of it. And so that's out there. I am currently working on a new piece of writing, but it's not anything that'll be available for quite a while.
I love how your whole life just consists of bringing joy to so many people, whether it's on TV being the GM, whether you're dressed up as Santa Claus. I just think it's wonderful, Mick.
Well, I try. I try to spend some cheer wherever I can. And hopefully I'll be doing that. This is a clumsy segue right there in Australia.
We can't wait, Mick. As always, it's been such a pleasure speaking to you again. You can catch Mick Foley at his 20 Years of Hell tour at the Paddo Tavern in Brisbane on July 22nd. Head to realmickfoley.com for tickets. And, of course, House of Hardcore July 15 at the Shed Aussie World, houseofhardcore.net for those tickets as well. Mick Foley, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you.